Thanks very much, Chris. Delighted with the one last night, and just waking it up now, and everything's good. Happy out, Sam, for sure.
Now, when you step into the ring, I mean, you can prepare all you like for a fight. You never know what's really going to happen. To have concluded it after just 2 minutes, I mean, that has to be better than you could really have dreamt of.
Yeah, definitely. You know, this is something that, I put on a really tough training camp for. Like, I knew I was coming up to my first 8-round fight, and I had to be prepared to go the distance, and not only go the distance, but I had to be prepared to go the distance and have a tough fight on my hands, you know, slogging it out maybe for 3 or 4 rounds coming near the end and still having that engine and that fitness there to go the full distance and to look well and to maybe have to finish off the fight and to get the victory, you know. And I knew and I was confident going into the fight that I was the fitness, the preparation, mentally, physically, everything was done. And I knew if it had went the distance, I was well prepared. But, you know what I mean, it was over in 2 minutes and 1 second into the first round. And, you know, I can't complain with that. The real good thing about that happening is that I'm going to be in the ring very soon again.
Yeah, now there's talk about the Saul Canelo Alvarez and Amir Khan fight in May and the undercard there. Are we going to see you on it?
Yeah, you know, that had been thrown about before this fight as well. You know, they wanted me on that card. And, you know, I like to take it one fight at a time. I like to not overlook anybody and just concentrate on what I have to do. But as soon as I took care of business last night, it heated up again and everyone was talking about it. And, you know, it's a massive chance. There's no contracts or nothing signed yet that I will be fighting. But it's a very, very high possibility, that's for sure.
Well, certainly that'll be something to look forward to. But back to last night, and I suppose it's not ideal when the opponent changes at relatively short notice, but having spoken to you before and having listened to what you were saying on Ring TV, I mean, you had the work done in advance. You had the training done. You were well focused. And I know you had seen a couple of videos of Freddie Lopez, and you were aware of I think you even mentioned the length of his arms and his reach.
Yeah, you know, that's it. This is the fight game, you know what I mean? And these things happen, and this is boxing. Like, you know, there's going to be guys that pull out, there's going to be guys that get injured, and there's going to be boys that step in place. You know, fair play to my opponent, Freddie Lopez, for taking the fight on short notice. You know, he did an interview and everything before and said he had a fight anyway coming up next month, so he was in the gym and he was training, which was also good to hear, do you know what I mean? So, these things happen, Chris, do you know what I mean? And that's where you have to be mentally strong, you have to be mentally focused, and, you know, you can't let these things distract you or throw you off or anything like that. And that's why I always try to focus more on myself, on getting myself 110% prepared, because until you step into the ring on the night, you don't know what's going to happen in between that, and you just have to be prepared. And, you know, I was prepared for the opponent before he pulled out, and then I had to get prepared for Lopez, which I was. And, you know, everything went to plan. It was a great night. It was short. It was sweet. But it was all good.
And I know you've made the point as well about when you look back at your amateur career, and you can be involved in amateur boxing championships, and quite often going into a ring against somebody at relatively short notice who may have come through fights in a tournament that you might know a lot about them. So you do have to have that ability to adjust at relatively short notice.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, you have to. That's how simple it is. You know, you have to go ahead and get the victory and get the one, you know. And I was so lucky and having such a great amateur background, you know, to be prepared for this, you know, because there is fighters out there that never had an amateur background and went straight into professional, you know. So I'm very lucky that I had such a great amateur background. And when I say great, I mean experience wise, you know, traveling the world, fighting different fighters and different styles, and, you know, being prepared for everything. And, you know, it's great, and it's really standing by me in my professional career.
You've made the point also about the importance of the sparring partners, and this time around, very appreciative of those guys who are helping you out in the build-up.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, I had an amazing training camp. I was inspiring with Matthew Macklin, fought for a world title 3 times. Was inspiring Sebastian Haaland, the world number one ranked WBC fighter, and Terrell Gautier, a former US Olympian, and is going for 17-0 as a professional now in the end of April. You know, so my training has been on point. Everything went great, you know, some great rounds of sparring. And as I said, you know, I had a great camp back in Ireland as well, just before I came out here to LA in the new year. And, you know, everything worked. Everything came together. It was nice. I was in great shape. And, you know, I was very confident in myself last night getting into the ring.
Now, if you look at your record, and over there, there's such competition, there's so many big names out there, a small fish, a big pond, but suddenly, psychologically, 10 wins, 10 victories. I mean, people have been taking notice of you, but, you know, this is another big step, and no doubt an even bigger number of people are going to look and say, hey, this guy from Ireland is really making the grade here.
Yeah, you know, it's been like I just blanked and I went from 0-0 to 10-0. You know, it was everything's moving so quick, and you know, it's great to be at 10-0 now. In my professional career, still 24 years of age, plenty of time to learn, keep gaining experience. You're always learning all the time. You know what I mean? I'll never stop learning. And you know, I have a great team around me with Shear Sports and Golden Boy. And, you know, as he says, like, last night was one of the first times, too, that I started taking notice of how busy it actually is getting. You know, I had a gang of ones coming from the Irishman Bar in Huntington Beach. I had people coming from San Diego, people flying in from New York. You know, the support back at home in Ireland as well is absolutely unbelievable. I heard Alice Bonner had posters up all over the town and everything. People were sending me pictures. I want to thank Alice for that as well. And it's been absolutely unbelievable, you know, and it means so much to me, the support from my family, friends, everybody back at home where I come from. It means the world to me when I'm out here. And, you know, I mightn't get back or reply to everybody, but I see nearly everything. And, you know, it's great, and it gives me a lot of confidence as well, knowing that I have great support and great people behind me back at home.
Absolutely. We've had many messages of congratulations in. One from Brian McCracken, manager of Letterkenny Shopping Centre. Earlier on today, I was chatting to Peter O'Donnell, who, of course, you know so well, and he was talking about there's a tournament in Buncrana tonight, and there's schoolboys going up to Dublin, and many of them looking up to you. And, you know, you can look back and you know how you all started off, and here you are. And it's been a relatively short journey, but an incredible one.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's unbelievable. And, you know, I hope all the young kids that are going to these tournaments and going now to the National, I know now, from back in the amateur days, it's coming up now to the Northwest, Ulsters, All-Irelands and everything like that. You know, I just want to wish all the young boxers at Donegal and all the ones that I know that I've trained with in the Finn Valley Boxing Club and everything, you know, I want to wish them all the absolute best. And, you know, I hope that I can inspire them and make them go on to achieve that wee bit more, maybe, and to go on and lift an Irish title, an Ulster title, a Northwest title, anything like that. You know, I really hope I can help them in any way possible. I hope they go and do themselves proud.
I spoke to you at the start of the year, and you said 2016 was going to be a really big year. It started very promisingly, and the fights could start coming thick and fast. So the next couple of weeks, what's the schedule?
To be honest, you know, like 2016 is going to be a big year for me. Of course, it had to start last night, which it did, and, you know, that box is ticked off now, and it's on to the next one, which is more than likely going to be May 7th in Vegas on the undercard of Canelo Can. Really, really excited about that. It's going to be amazing. You know, so the plan for me is enjoy the next few days off now, chill out, and straight back into the gym, getting ready, and ready to put on another show on May 7th.
And do you find it easy to switch off and to really chill out?
Oh, no bother. I can switch off, not a problem. It's, you know, it, as I said, you know, I had a great training camp. It was a long training camp. And, you know, my year kind of works on, obviously I fight. My year kind of starts fight-wise in March, so I have to be in shape from January. As soon as the Christmas holidays are over, I go home in December, spend time with family and everything like that, and then back to LA in January and getting ready for my next fight, which usually end of February, March. And, you know, I had a great training camp, as I said, for this fight. Everything went great. And now it's just a thing. You need to switch off, you know, mentally you need to switch off. You need, you know, you're going to bed early every night, you're up every morning, you're eating all the right foods, you're going to the gym twice a day. You know, you need to break that routine up then for a few days or whatever length of time you get in between fights, just to mix it up and to fresh things again as well. You know what I mean? You need to mix it up mentally and physically for the body. And, you know, maybe a few McDonald's or takeaways now for a few days and back then to the head down again.
And finally, Jason, Golden Boy must be delighted with your progress over the past year. And, you know, the encouraging word in your ear and the fighters who've been around longer than you and more experience, it all contributes to helping you to move forward.
Yeah, you know, like, as I said, from day one, Chris, it was Golden Boy really caught my eye with the contract and when we actually finally met them and everything as well. You know, they just seemed genuine boxing people. Of course, at the end of the day, it is a business as well. But they really are in it for the box and they're in it to make the best fights happen and they're in it to make champions. And, you know, that's what I'm here to be. You know, I'm here and I've moved over here as a gym to be a champion. And, you know, I fed off that, off Golden Boy. And we have a great relationship and it just keeps growing and growing. And, you know, I'm absolutely delighted with everything with Golden Boy Promotions and my management, Share Sports. You know, we have a great team here now together and hopefully we can keep climbing to the top.
And one final word, no doubt. You've a few words of wisdom to say to all your fans back here listening into Highland Radio this afternoon.
Yeah, just as I said, you know, the support is absolutely unbelievable. I'm a far, far away from home over here, so I am. And coming close to the fight, all them messages and everything I hear from back at home and the pictures I see, it's absolutely unbelievable. And it gives me that wee lift, that wee whatever it is, it just puts a smile on your face and it gives you a wee bit of confidence going down to the arena and everything, reading everything before it. You know, it's absolutely unbelievable and I can't thank everybody enough back at home for it. It's I'm really, truly grateful for it all. I really, really am.
Well, we appreciate you coming on the line this afternoon, Jason. I know you haven't had too much sleep. Many congratulations, and I suspect the weather is slightly better there than it is here, so you might be able to relax in a bit of sunshine during the day.
Definitely, Chris. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, as always.